The Major League Baseball season begins next week. That means another chance for the St. Louis Cardinals, who lost the World Series last year. Their manager is Tony La Russa, who's been to the series four times. And this spring, his St. Louis Cardinals returned to spring training. We've been hearing their batting practice in Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2005 St. Louis Cardinals.
The steroid scandal overshadowed spring training, but one of Tony La Russa's admirers argues that there is more to the game. Buzz Bissinger wrote an entire book about the intricate moves and countermoves that the manager made in just a few regular season games. Bissinger's book is called Three Nights in August. To talk about it, Tony La Russa sat down in his office with the author, Bissinger, who tracked his career.
My intrigue about Tony started before I had ever met him. I mean, I remember would see him in the corner of the dugout on television. He had the most intense glare of any human being I'd ever seen in my life. He never smiled. He took the game, obviously, with enormous seriousness. I describe the corner of the dugout that Tony occupies, and it's his foxhole. It is his lonely place.
I'm going to move to you in a minute, Mr. La Russa, but first, Buzz Bissinger. You write that one difference between Tony La Russa and some other baseball people is, well, he's what you would call a baseball person, and he relies a little bit less on computers and statistics than some others might, a little less.
To me, that's one of the key cores of the book. There's this sense now in baseball, it's almost like an assembly line. You know, you don't really have to look at a player, just have a very fancy computer spreadsheet. What to me is still an eternally magic about baseball is not just the strategic complexity, but the human complexity, how you react to pressure, the motivation you bring to it. And then in particular, the way a manager has to unlock the hearts and minds of 25 very distinct personalities.
Tony La Russa, how do you balance the statistics in this game where everything, it seems, is kept track of by statistics and those incalculable things that are impossible to quantify?
I think I've learned over the years that the statistics are an important part of your preparation. But once you get into the game, you really have to trust your gut.
What's an example of a player who, in a particular situation, was better than the numbers would suggest?
You know, in our ball club, our great third baseman is Scott Rolen, and we were facing the Florida Marlins, who have a dynamite starting pitcher named A.J. Burnett. The career numbers would suggest that it's a great time to give Scott a day off, because I think he's something like one hit and 30 at-bats. Hmm. We played a crucial game, and Scott was feeling real good to play. You also looked at the fact that defensively, he can win the game by stopping two or three runs. I think Burnett was just coming off of a period on the disabled list, so you figure maybe he wasn't as sharp, and you say, look, I'm going to go with the player that gives the best chance to win. The numbers would dictate that he sits. And in that game, I think Scott probably got a sacrifice fly, made a couple of plays, and helped us win the game.
Mr. La Russa, as you prepare to begin another season, the biggest news in the offseason was the steroid scandal, of course. How has that, in your view, affected your team and the sport?
If all this had come to light in the mid or late 90s, early part of the 2000s, then I think it would deserve more attention as we get ready to play. But what's happened over the last couple of years, as Caminiti came out and admitted and Canseco, a lot of guys have been really scared off the stuff. You see a lot of guys, they were bigger and now leaner. When you're looking back, it is an important question, and there are some issues about, you know, what stats were affected. The current issue is, what can we do to assure the fans that we are absolutely going to lick the problem? And right now, the latest testing program is, most would agree, is short of zero tolerance.
You mentioned that in the 90s, the stats improved. The players, some of them anyway, suddenly seemed much larger. One of those players was Jose Canseco in the 80s and 90s, who was a player of yours. As you look back, do you ever think, man, I should have known more about what was going on?
Well, I've looked back on it quite a bit. When I went to the A's, we had a wonderful coach named Dave McKay, who was one of the pioneers at starting a weight train. So for years as the A's, we had a competitive edge because we were really going in the gym. And when you observe these guys working 5-6 days a week really hard, you could see the work produce the strength and the size. In my opinion, it wasn't until right before we traded Jose that I got suspicious because he wasn't working as hard and he was bigger than ever. It kind of corresponded with him not playing the game the way he did in the past. So, you know, I confronted the couple, three guys that I was suspicious in each case, and whether it was Jose or a couple of other times, the guys just kind of laughed it off, and there wasn't a whole lot you could do about it.
You know, and look, I mean, I think we have to be realistic here. You know, steroids is the sexy hot-button issue. You know, baseball has had a history of this through the years. Yes, have players used steroids? Of course. But, you know, the bottom line is the game is bigger than steroids, and I think that it will endure.
Tony La Russa, you had sort of a rare privilege here in that someone came in and observed you for quite some time and wrote a book about it. You even got a chance to read the book before it was published. Did you learn anything about yourself or your managing style that you didn't quite realize before?
If you'd asked me this 2 years ago before Buzz and I ever started talking, I'd have told you clearly that my toughest moment is just getting beat a stinking game. And now I realize, after we went through this at length, that as difficult as it is to lose, it's worse when there's something brewing in a ball game where bad blood and pitches are being thrown at hitters. The responsibility as a manager to figure out what's the right thing to do is just really, really difficult to the point of agonizing.
I want to lay this out very briefly. There's an extended passage in here in which it's discussed the pros and cons of what to do when a pitcher throws at and apparently deliberately hits one of your players. Do you retaliate or not? That's the question that you face.
That's exactly the question, and this is a question that's been faced ever since baseball has been played, because intimidation has been part of hard baseball ever since. If you can intimidate somebody out of their at-bats, then you throw at them. But what you're always trying to do, you're trying to figure out, did they cross the line? An intentional plunking is crossing the line, and it mandates a response. And I hadn't really focused till now on how much I dislike having to be put in that position.
Tony La Russa of the St. Louis Cardinals can feel almost sure he will be in that position as the new season begins. Buzz Bissinger wrote the book on La Russa called Three Nights in August. You can hear more of our conversation at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.